Okay, I promise you all I'd talk to you and do an audio boo while I cook dinner. Well, it's my name is Crazy Duchy. Did I say that? I think you know that by now. Ooh, still some stuff. Okay. Well, is my microphone a little, yeah, it looks good now. Okay, I will not record all of the cooking because naturally, you can imagine, that would be more than half an hour. That would fill multiple booths. But I will do some of the more important things. First, I'm going to tell you why I grab stuff to cook. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to make. I'm going to make something that's called chicken tonight. It involves cutting the chicken into little pieces because it's big. It's chicken fillet now. Big. Can't eat it that way. And so we're cutting it into small pieces. I could use a knife for that, but I don't like doing that. I use a pair of scissors to do that. First, of course, we use a knife to open that pack of chicken. Not like that. We don't need those special spices. Plenty of this. I'll use for next year, so. Okay. So, we do this chicken. We'll start with one piece. There's three chicken fillets in this pack. Okay. So we just do this first part. We just cut reasonable sizes of chunks that we can, you know, chunks that fit in your mouth without having to cut them while they're on your plate or all that kind of stuff. That's what we do. Well, you can hear me do it now with my scissors. It's just normal scissors. These are the ones I don't use for other stuff. And of course they go in the dishwasher when I'm done or done to clean them. While I'm doing this, I try to tell you the rest of this. We bake them in a wok, if that word is right. We put spices on them, just anything I feel like. And at the same time, we cook some rice, we boil some rice. And then in the end, when the meat is done, nearly done, we have this jar of sauce. It's called Chicken Tonight sauce. This is the Hawaiian style. And that we put that in with the meat and let it cook for 2 or 3 minutes and stir it while we cook it at high temperatures. And that's that. Well, we serve with rice and we enjoy. The veggies are already in this jar. So it's really an easy recipe. There's nothing to this. So why do I cook this today? Because I feel like it. There's really nothing that I can do recipe-wise about this. I just felt like it could be fun to show you how I cook. I'm not going to continue talking all the way through cutting this. I'm just going to finish this piece of meat. Nearly done. And then I'm going to pause the recording and resume it when we're at another stage. So that's, you know, that's how we'll do it. Okay. Okay, just pausing this recording now real quick, and I'll be back in a minute with the next step. Okay, well, we just cut the chicken. I finished the rest while you were not there. For you, nothing has, no time has passed, or perhaps it has if you paused the recording yourself. Okay, now, time to do the rice. I have a cup, it's a plastic cup that contains pudding. Chocolate pudding with whipped cream. And it has a contents of 2 cc's of water. I'm gonna measure 3 cups like this. That's 1. Put it in my pan. If that isn't the right word, that is 2. And here goes 3. There. That's the water we need to boil the rice. Now I take this pan and put it on the stove. I realize I'm a bit further away from my iPhone now, so I'll sound far away, and I'll try to talk a bit loud enough so you can still hear it. And I put a pan on my left stove, which I always use for cooking stuff like this for boilings. I don't have the right chicken bouillon that I need, chicken broth that I need, or that I actually like. So I just put in some salt in the water. I know it's not nearly as good as these tablets that I have for chicken broth. I'll have to do what we have right now. Let me see, I need a wooden spoon. Where are my wooden spoons? Okay. This wooden spoon, that's what I stir with. Quickly stirring this water. I still didn't really clean up my dishwasher, so I'll just quickly grab one of my favorite cups from the dishwasher that I use to measure the rice. Actually, this is the same cup I used for the coffee this morning, afternoon. The rice from that cupboard that's hanging above the trash can and Cindy's food. And from the second shelf, I find the rice. Oh, and we need a properly filled cup. Rice, because I want this enough to not just be today, but enough for tomorrow. Ooh, as well. Whoops, that was rice going onto the countertop, but it's not a lot, and I'll clean it up. That's the rice for today. The rest of its stuff. I'll pause the recording briefly, and then I'll in the meantime I'll gather all my pots and pans. Really, there's no sense in you having you listen to all that noise. And then when I'm ready to start with the chicken in the wok, we'll be back. Okay, I put most of the stuff that I need in this place. That water is nearly boiling. Perhaps you can hear it. The lid on just a little while longer. Oh, my allergies are annoying me again. I moved the phone so it's clearer, closer to where I'm cooking. And of course, there's a new bottle of butter. It's liquid butter called Bertolli. Because in bottles, and it has sort of it has some oil in it, olive oil in it as well. to watch when we're doing here because that that water is nearly done. The rice. Bottom of my wok is slightly damaged. This water definitely boils. You can hear it. Turn that down. I have the cup with rice ready. And we just turn it over and make it all go in. Like that. Stirring it with that wooden spoon that I have here. There. Nice. Very nice. And putting the lid back on while it's on its lowest setting. This is just a cooking induction thing with sliders. And well, it's really easy. This is my cooking alarm. It's a very old fashioned. It's just mechanic. I'm sure there's other cool things you could use. Put it on roughly 8 minutes. This is you can hear it tick, and it has the shape of a pear, you know, fruit pear. And someone put some dots on it so I can feel what I'm doing. Bought it really long ago, 1995. So this rice has to cook for 8 minutes, and I'm just gonna put this cup away. This other cooking stove does have these buttons that you just press and they make beeping sounds. It's not specially made for people who are blind, but it's very useful. That was the power on, and that was the choice for what I want to use. It doesn't make that sound clear, but I know. It has a plus and a minus, and I just put it on. On the 9th setting, it goes to 12, really. You don't need that. 9 is actually already pretty high. Now we'll melt the butter. Maybe liquid, but it still needs to melt. I always stir it while I melt it. Cooking training, and we had just packets of butter, and we cut a slice of it like as if it was cake, and melted it. This is definitely more easy to use, but measuring it is more challenging. I just didn't get it. You know it's chicken, so it's with all the bacteria and everything. You've got to bake, you know, we've got to fry this firm. Just now on the other side of the kitchen for a moment. And I now stir through my chicken. And actually put it on the fifth setting now to make it even. You know, I really want to brown this quickly. So all the juice stays. I don't put any spices in just yet. Brown sugar. And I have a little bit that I put on it. This is a tip someone gave me at Lowell where I had my training. Don't put the lid closed, just put it so it's one end is open and of course the open end away from you. So the steam can still escape from the heat without burning you. So it's not flat on, it was a bit of an angle. Okay, this rice is still boiling, so I stir through that again. And looks good. I'll put the lid back on. So it can continue boiling because it's not done yet. Okay, now I find the thing I got with the word colander. And I'm stirring the chicken. Now I put that same measuring cup I had earlier to measure the water for rice. Just a little water. Just a tiny little bit. And add that in with the chicken. And it will make a lot of noise. But it's definitely adding a bit of fluid to the chicken. Well, they go nice. It's always how I do it. Stirring it real quick. It smells good already. Yeah. And we'll put the lid back on. Now I have to hurry. You heard that noise? That's my cooking alarm. And that does mean my rice has had its 8 minutes. I always finish what I'm doing quickly. I don't just drop everything I was doing and run, because that could cause accidents. I just finish that real quick, and now I'm stirring my rice. I turn the stove that it's on off. I take the can in two hands. Guess what's coming? I dump the rice out of the pan in this holder. Whoops. I let one handle of the pan slip out of my hand. Now it's all out and back in that thingy. put the rice back in the kettle, pan, whatever that word is, I can never remember, in which I boiled it. Remember, English is not my first language. I'm a Dutchie. I speak Dutch. English, I speak English quite well, but it's still not my first language. There. That's the rice. And now that I have it all out back into its pan where I cooked it, I put the lid on. There. The lid off, stirring it some more. And there's a lot of steam coming from it. That's really good. I like that. So time to put in some spices. If you listen to that room where I just tried my kitchen, I opened that drawer and now putting in spices. Starting with the salt powder, starting with the pepper. Pepper is spicy, we all know that, so it's good and so good. Throwing the pepper with curry. Or is that curry? The English word, I'm not sure what the English word is. If we have chicken, so this goes really well with it. So we can use some more. I just take this out of my containers with my fingers. And do guesswork. And I'm guessing that I did 2.5 tiny little spoon. That's that word, not the teaspoon. 2.5 teaspoons. Now we have the paprika powder. Paprika. I cannot pronounce that word. And take about a decent teaspoon or 2 or 3 of that. Like I said, I just open the container and take some out with my fingers. I have some big spices that come with the packets of chicken. I put them in a container together. I get a decent amount of that. And then there's another mix of spices that I take. I'm stirring it real well. Where did I leave it? And we put on the lid. Now it's really nearly done. It's smelling good. I find my jar of chicken tonight sauce. I found it already. And I put it on the countertop. Open it. Actually, I think this chicken has had its time. So, taking the lid off and adding the entire entire jar. Now we put it on the sixth setting and all we do is stir. If it doesn't boil well enough, we'll put it up here and scrub it. I think my recording time on this spoon might be nearly out, so just in case it goes out. I hope you enjoyed listening while I cook. I'll continue just recording a little longer until either time runs out or I find a suitable place to end this. But just in case, well, this is how I cook. Of course, sometimes there's veggies I need to cut, and sometimes there's more complicated recipes. And trust me, I do intend to demo more cooking and let you enjoy more of it. In the future, also things if I make something more exciting and where I can give you recipes. Make some recipes of the blog. Not necessarily recipes of my own, but there definitely are recipes that I got from somewhere and that I changed slightly. You can hear this simmering, that's the word. And I need to continually keep stirring, otherwise it sort of sticks together and it could really go bad. It makes my arm tired, really. I'm really curious. Of course, I will not know how this sounds and whether you can still hear me talk over all this until I listen back. So the quality of this blue is low. This cooking makes a lot of noise. Well, I apologize in advance. Really, this is done. And I switched it off. And I keep stirring for just a little while longer. Some chicken tonight. Putting this wooden spoon in the sink straight away. And cleaning it up with some water. There. So it doesn't stick. Well, that's my cooking. Now all this requires is me to find myself a plate. And I never cleaned out the dishwasher. So, I just take one out. And, here's that jar still. That jar goes in the trashy place. Where did I leave that lid? Before I forget, there it is. We go in there too. Okay. Now, take the lid off the rice, which has been able to get a bit more done than it was before. And all my food is still hot. Take a spoon out of the